You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for A La Moog with Seamus Maguire. Is it Moog or Moog?
Hi, Seamus.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to see you again.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Did you get wild, get crazy on your New Year?
No, well, actually, I was working on New Year's, but it was pretty wild. I was in the city and it was nothing but good vibes.
Yeah?
Normally the city can be
a bit chaotic.
It was really chaotic, but really good vibes.
Cool. And you...
All positive.
You ride around on your bicycle.
On my... Yes, a bike taxi. Biking drunk people around from one bar to another.
Did you get quite a few people hopping on?
I did. And see, what kind of happened was Queen Street got so backed up with traffic. And because there was so many people on the footpath, the police were being real anal about us not being able to be on the footpath. So you pretty much couldn't even go up Queen Street because it was so busy. You just kind of had to stick around downtown.
Because there's quite a few of you. I went walking. Sorry, I know we're sidetracking a bit. But I went walking down Queen Street and I just saw all these like hip people like just kind of like chilling out on their bike with like a little seat. Mm-hmm. And some of them have like lights on. Mm. Some of them are quite pimped up.
Yeah, very fancy. Yeah, there's about 30 of them out on a Friday and Saturday night.
Crazy.
Crazy business.
What are we going to be looking at today, though, for A La Moog?
I'm going to be looking at, the two of us are going to be looking at noise. How it's kind of an abstract term, isn't it? Can mean a lot of things. And let's kind of investigate that. Unfortunately, I just realized as I finished this, I didn't even look into noise music, which is its own genre. But we can kind of talk a little bit about what that means at the end. But to start off, I'm just going to be talking what exactly is noise. Could you try to say what noise is?
It's a really hard thing to properly define.
Yeah.
I mean, musically, I would say it's harder. Like noise, it's like a sound that's made when you rub your hands together or you're scratching something or you're grinding your teeth.
Yeah. Well, let me in a musical sense, let me just play this little sample of what noise sounds like. This is white noise. There's different kinds of noise, but this is kind of the most simple of noise. It's only a little 5-second clip.
Okay.
You don't want to listen to this. Oh, no, that's for anyway. That's noise.
It's beautiful.
Right, so it what does it sound like? It sounds like...
what happens on your TV when something cuts out.
Yeah, or what happens when you haven't dialed into 95BFM quite right, or your radio is a bit old, you know, and it kind of gets this fuzzy noise. And that sound there is actually radiation from the creation of the universe. The noise that you get on the radio is... you all right?
Yeah, I'm just doing sound waves for you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So that can be used in a lot of ways. First of all, what is it? It's kind of hard to articulate what exactly you're hearing. The best way of describing it is kind of imagine something is trying to play every note or every frequency at the exact same time, and it can't play all of them at the same time. It can only kind of do one, and it switches around really quickly. And that's kind of, it's almost like you're hearing everything. It's just kind of nothing and everything at the same time. And it has a lot of high frequency stuff. And what I found out researching is that a lot of people actually do this to add noise, to make something sound fuller, sound richer. But we'll talk about that soon. So some people use noise as a creative tool.
And it's pretty like, how do you make something like that sound appealing, I suppose?
Yeah. Yeah, well, what's kind of happened now, right, is as music technology has developed and we have the ability to record things very cleanly, by comparison, these things like cassette tapes and records that sound noisy, that have this grittiness to it, it actually has a certain kind of aesthetic that people really like. So we'll run through a few ways that noise can actually be used. And I'll show you these interesting little things I did, which was using noise to synthesize sounds.
Cool.
Like this here is waves and wind. This is all just stuff I did last night. So this is how you can use noise by filtering it, and you can create some cool kind of almost organic sounding sounds. Like this little sound bite first, it's just the sound of waves, and then I kind of dialed in a bit of resonance in the filter and it sounds like wind. So that's just toning it back. you can imagine, you know, being at the beach and you can hear the beach.
Yeah, like also the wave. Did you say, you said waves there? Did you say wind or waves?
This is waves.
Right.
And then once I turn in the resonance a little bit, it sounds kind of windy.
A little bit spacey as well.
Hmm. Well, this one here is a bomb going off. So the first bit's not noise, the second bit is using noise and to make it sound like an explosion.
Yeah.
Or this one's my favorite. This is this is using noise to modulate, make something else wobble about, which makes it sound like you're frying something. Like you're chucking something in the deep fryer or something.
So would these sounds be used within, say, film even?
Well, initially it was more these kinds of using noise in this kind of way was more as an interesting, just because it was interesting that it sounds like you're frying food, but it's not frying food. And it's like, how is that happening?
Mm.
It was a big thing in the 70s when people were starting to understand how to synthesize sounds, or how people were getting their head around that kind of thing. But, certainly that those wind kind of things, but it's not hard to, that's the thing is that it's not actually that hard to record wind or waves or frying something. But what in music, so what it can be used for, like this little sound bite here, if you listen to how the noise kind of puts up right to a, not a drop, but kind of like up, it kind of excites up to this next bit in the song. If you just listen, it's a real short little bit, but it just kind of feels like it makes it really dramatic and then kind of drops it off.
Okay.
You just turn up a little bit. Did you hear it? We missed it if you didn't hear it.
I want you to play it again.
Okay, the sound bite's a bit quiet.
I heard
just
it.
That build up, and then so that's a real big thing in dance music too. Using sound as just like a filler to make it sound really full and everything's, you know, if it's,
it adds a bit of pace as well, kind of to that segment.
Yeah, rhythmic pace. So that's one way. That's kind of quite a literal use of noise, you know, actually putting it into your song. And sometimes people use noise to as an aesthetic. As a way of kind of like that, except more not kind of a one-off, more like to fill it, to make it sound kind of dirty, to make it sound old. Like if the last song off Frank Ocean's latest album called Future Free, he kind of has these vocal samples that are so overcompressed and dirty, it just kind of fills up the whole sound. So people do stuff like that.
What's your first memory?
The first word I learned to say, or that I ever said.
What's the most amazing thing you've ever witnessed?
You guys didn't make it on this one. You guys didn't make it on this one.
Alright, what three superpowers do you wish you had?
So you can kind of hear it how it's almost like you can't hear the melody in the background, you know, that first melody that was coming in once you started hearing these samples and just the noisiness of it.
But it's quite pleasing in a weird way.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something about it.
Here's another good example of an album called Helen Burns. And it starts off really noisy and then the noise drops out and you kind of hear the contrast. Mm. How first you can hear this piano and it sounds dirty and then it kind of has the cleanliness of the piano.
Yeah.
I feel like it really pushes you to listen to the piano. Like, it really makes you concentrate.
And just that contrast there, like, it kind of makes it this whole, and so these are like, these are creative choices to add noise into the music. It's not out of necessity or lack of options.
Mm.
So if you listen to...
Where did it all come about, this noise, to begin with?
Well, what's the source of it?
Who kind of like used it in a way that made other people really want to kind of put it through their own music?
Right. Well, I think it probably started with, I guess, in my opinion, maybe like lo-fi kind of music.
Okay.
People, recording of cassette, I think, was a big thing. Like, if you listen to early Ariel Pink, did you just play an Ariel Pink song? You're talking
no,
about
we're
Ariel,
going to.
We're
yeah.
going to. This is just a little clip from a song called For Kate I Wait. So this is initially, Ariel Pink had this real lo-fi aesthetic. This and a lot of it was like in this song, he doesn't have a drummer, he just beatboxes, and it's real kind of that real kind of essence of lo-fi music. It's a little bit different because, and the difference is that Frank Ocean is choosing to add that noisiness to a song. You know, he has these really clean sounding songs in that album, but he's choosing to add noisiness. Well, this is just out of, it might have been a creative choice, but I think a big part of it was just that's just what he had at the time.
Yeah.
You know? Similar with a guy named Daniel Johnson. Have you heard of him?
No.
He was a very famous singer-songwriter who... Part of his kind of famousness, I guess, or his kind of success was that he's really mentally unwell, and that kind of the sound of his music resonates with that kind of all his songs are kind of about sad stuff. He's older now, but this was when he was, I think, in the 80s.
And did people resonate with it as well?
Yeah, definitely. Like people could feel the things he was singing about, and I to me a big part is the way it sounds. How that resonates with what he's singing about. And so people like Kurt Cobain was a huge fan. That's kind of how he first had his huge jump, because he has this really famous shirt, this little drawing that says, "Hi, how are you?"
Yeah.
So...
Get attached to a rolling stone and you're liable to get crushed. You're better off to sit at home and watch.
So I do think that the song itself, I think the lyrics are good and the composition's good, but it's definitely the sound of it, the noisiness of it, the grittiness, the dirtiness of just how that is recorded, you know, just with a little cassette recorder.
It's rather like raw.
Yeah.
You know, like it's almost like there's nothing that's been added to it. This is the artist, this is the sound, this is the process, kind of.
It sounds real.
Mm.
There's a really good, is it David Byrne? Is that the singer for Talking Heads?
Mm-hmm.
A quote that I quite like, where he's like, the better someone is at singing, the harder it is to believe what they're saying.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, you can kind of, it's not explicitly true, but you can kind of reapply what he's meaning, where it's like the dirtiness of this kind of music can kind of give this impression of being more sincere than being something being super clean.
Yeah, I would agree with that to degrees.
So one last two things quickly is, I know, is it Tycho, the guy playing at Laneway? Is it?
Yeah, Tycho.
Tycho. He's a good example of using noise to modulate the pitch of something. So if you listen to the opening synth line on the song, his most famous song called A Walk, if you just listen to how the pitch of the note isn't quite stable, it kind of uses noise as a way to just kind of bend it a little bit, yeah.
Thank you.
It's tiny.
It's tiny, yeah. Tiny. It just adds a certain aesthetic to the note. You're almost not aware of it. It just kind of colors it, you know. It kind of creates this, and it's a little. It feels a little bit unstable, you know. And that kind of goes back to that. It almost, if you think about it as a human voice, an unstable human voice, it sounds kind of sincere, you know. It sounds like almost somewhat.
Well, I think our ears have been really kind of made to just hear this certain sound that makes us comfortable. And as soon as we hear something that's a little bit off, it's amazing how much our ears can hear the tiniest little things, and that in itself will kind of unsettle you. Mm. Or you'll be like, oh, that's not quite right. Mm.
And it's all just what you're used to.
Mm.
It's not right or wrong in itself.
No.
So just lastly, noise can also be used as a big part of how synthesizers synthesize drum sounds.
Yeah.
So a lot of early drum synthesizers would use get a noise circuit that makes noise, and then use that to filter it or control it with an envelope to sound like a hi-hat. So cymbals and hi-hats and a snare to some degree is all using noise. And if you listen to this song, this is kind of an extreme example. This is a song called Fallout by John Frusciante. And you just listen to the rhythm, the rhythmic side of it. There's just all these weird kind of noisy things happening that create rhythm.
Cool.
Which I think is quite cool.
It. It's nice.
Yeah.
Do you think it definitely has kind of been used in this specific way of just kind of, as you said, colouring notes? Is that what it's more?
Well, it's kind of filling the, when I was reading about I came across this EDM production forum,
yeah.
And people were talking about using white noise to fill the sound, to fill the spectrum of sound, to make it sound fuller. I don't think that was what he was doing. I think it was just this cool kind of gritty rhythmic sounds that were kind of weird, kind of unusual.
Cool. Hey, well, thank you, Seamus.
I'm going to finish with, have you heard of a band called Mean Girls?
No.
You know Zach Arnold, who's just taken over Freak the Sheep, that you can listen to tonight from 9 to 11?
Yeah.
He was in a band, a two-piece kind of punk band called Mean Girls.
Way.
And a friend of mine, who you would know, Carl Nouse, did the music video for the song Marginalized, but it's so dirty and so noisy and gritty, I really like it. So I thought this was a way of
finishing off.
It's just a short 2-minute track, but
cool.
It's cool.
Thank you so much, Seamus.
No worries.
is a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.